Iran's president says years of issues in Tehran-Washington relations cannot be resolved overnight.
Mr. Obama told me that we have numerous problems at home and that he knows we have some problems in Iran as well. Therefore, he said it is necessary to think of a way to overcome those problems. I told him that the issues preventing the reestablishment of Iran-US relations need time to be resolved, and Obama acknowledged this and said we still need time.
Hassan Rouhani says he told U.S. President Obama that there has been a dark atmosphere between the two countries over the past 35 years. Rouhani says the two sides both agreed in their phone conversation last week that the problems could not be solved very quickly. He also said some steps needed to be taken in order to lift the sanctions on Iran. Rouhani says the first measure was taken in last week's ministerial-level meeting between Tehran and the five members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany in New York. Elsewhere in his comments, Rouhani emphasized that the recent anti-Iran remarks by the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, showed the ineffectiveness of years of Tel Aviv's hostility towards the Islamic Republic.
It's quite natural. We cannot expect anything else than this from Israel. I believe such remarks show that we are on the right path. Therefore, we need to be even more steadfast and continue on our path.
Stephen Lemon is an author and radio host who joins us from Chicago to tell us what he thinks about this. Well, Stephen Lemon, you just heard from Iran's President Hassan Rouhani there, but then you had the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his speech at the UN General Assembly. Even some opposition groups within Israel have criticized him for that. Has Israel isolated himself through this Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with that speech that he made?
I think he did, Kaveh. Israel and America, by their policies, make more enemies than friends. I say this over and over again. I wrote about what Rouhani said at the UN. I wrote about Obama. I have a new article going out tomorrow on Netanyahu's speech. Obama and Netanyahu were polar opposite the marvelous talk that President Rouhani gave. He was sincere. He was candid. He was straightforward. He was honest. Netanyahu, Obama, from beginning to end in their talks, it was literally wall-to-wall lies, a disgraceful display of the power they exert, the harm they cause, and indeed, Rouhani is right. A brief outrage that I consider completely disingenuous cannot undo 35 years of U.S. hostility against Iran, very unjustifiable hostility, and of course we know what Israel does. Israel makes threats all the time. I call Netanyahu what he is, Kaveh, a world-class thug.
Of course, he did say that he's going to go it alone if Iran does pursue its civilian nuclear technology. But what's interesting here is what President Obama's posturing was during the UN General Assembly and his team, I should say. And then the Prime Minister comes to Washington, and then Obama puts that famous statement again, all options on the table. Is he just saying that to please Netanyahu? But behind the scenes, perhaps there's other diplomatic overtures, more on the positive side, that's going to come from Obama towards Iran?
I honestly don't see anything on the positive side, Kaveh. I think there are things going on. We know that the foreign ministers of Iran and America met face-to-face. Rouhani did not meet Obama face-to-face, but they spoke on the phone for 15 minutes. That was a first since the 79 revolution. But the rhetoric means nothing. It's the policies that mean everything. And I honestly don't see a policy change. Again, you said it. Can you change 35 years of hostility by a simple outreach that, based on Obama's record, based on Netanyahu's record, completely disingenuous? I mean, I simply don't trust these people. Obama broke every major promise he made. I don't believe anything he says. I don't believe what that Netanyahu says, and I don't believe he'll go it alone. If he would, Kaveh, it would be the first time Israel ever went alone against an adversary waging war, including the people of Palestine. Israel always gets U.S. permission or gets America directly involved. It was, to some extent, in the 2006-11 war. It aided Israel directly in its wars against Gaza. And if Obama says don't do it, Netanyahu won't do it. I think Obama has the worst intentions in mind for Iran, but he wants to play the game his way. He won't play it Netanyahu's way. So you can get Netanyahu to bluster and that's what I call his comments, bluster, but he'll do nothing unless he gets America to sign off on it. I don't see America signing off on direct conflict at this point. What comes ahead, that's what I'm worried about.
Thank you very much. Stephen Levin, it's good to talk to you. Author and radio host there from Chicago.